Good morning. It's Wednesday, September 10th, and this is Mamoun Azeem with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know to be in the know. A rare showdown between the White House and the Federal Reserve. A federal judge has temporarily barred President Donald Trump from removing Fed Governor Lisa Cook, who helped set U.S. interest rates. Last month, Trump announced her dismissal, but the Fed insisted she still held her seat. Judge Gia Cobb ruled there was no evidence Cook had acted unfaithfully or ineffectively. Cook's lawyer called it a reaffirmation of the Fed's independence, while the White House vowed to keep challenging the case. The decision underscores growing tension between the Trump administration and the central bank over interest rates and economic policy. Another news: President Trump is criticizing a key ally after a deadly strike in Qatar. Six people, including one Qatari security officer, were killed when Israeli jets hit what they said were Hamas targets in Doha. Trump said on Truth Social, the strike does not advance Israel or America's goals, and called it unilateral bombing inside a sovereign nation. Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu defended the attack, saying there will be no immunity for Hamas leaders. Trump has promised a full statement Wednesday. The rare rebuke signals a tense moment between Washington, Jerusalem, and Doha as diplomatic fallout deepens. Around the world, Poland says it has shot down Russian drones that crossed its airspace overnight, the first such incident involving a NATO country since Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine. Prime Minister Donald Tusk told lawmakers 19 drones entered Polish skies, briefly closing four airports, including Warsaw's main hub. This brings us the closest we've been to open conflict since World War II, he warned. Russia denied targeting Polish facilities and offered talks with Warsaw. Ukrainian officials called the incident an extremely dangerous precedent for Europe. No casualties were reported, but the stakes for NATO security have sharply escalated. Another news: a landmark ruling in South Africa's fight against human trafficking. Seven Chinese nationals have each been sentenced to 20 years in prison for kidnapping and forcing 91 Malawians, including 37 children, to work in a Johannesburg factory under brutal conditions. Authorities uncovered the operation in 2019 after a worker escaped and alerted police. Prosecutors say employees worked 11-hour shifts, 7 days a week, for pay far below the minimum wage and were not allowed to leave. Officials say the sentences send a clear signal that South Africa is stepping up efforts to dismantle trafficking networks. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.